Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Vincent Buddy Cianci, the charismatic, colorful, former longtime mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, has died. Cianci was taken to the hospital yesterday with stomach pains. He died at 9:40 this morning. While the larger-than-life Cianci is credited with revitalizing Providence, he's also known as a twice-convicted felon who spent 5 years in federal prison on corruption charges. Joining us to remember the man and his mixed legacy is Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Scott, thanks for being with us. Hello.
To my old friend Deb, it's great to be here.
I know you and I both covered Buddy Cianci when I was in Rhode Island. And, you know, his stormy history certainly created some enemies for him, but also some people remained staunchly loyal. What stands out most for you, Scott?
Well, there's a divide in Rhode Island. This argument will go on forever, it seems, and it always has. Did the good that Buddy Cianci do outweigh the bad? And what people always talk about is he kind of presided over the rebirth of Providence, you know, the construction of the fancy mall, the efflorescence of the arts, culture, and historic preservation that really has defined the modern Providence. He was a tireless advocate for the city. He was a great cheerleader and perhaps the most charismatic Rhode Island politician, certainly of his era and maybe of any era. Then there was also the Buddy Cianci of the insider deals, the cash in the envelopes, the political hacks and mobsters and no-show jobs on the city payroll. As his biographer Mike Stanton called him, there was the ruthless Buddy who took a sadistic glee in crushing opponents and settling old scores. And, of course, as we remember, the dark Buddy who was once accused in law school of raping a woman at gunpoint. So you really have a big divide in Rhode Island. Buddy will have his admirers, and he always has. He did attempt last year to make what we thought was an improbable comeback, running for mayor despite the fact that he was being treated for cancer. And he made a respectable showing, but again, did not win against Jorge Elorza. The city's just changed a lot. But he was certainly the leading character in Providence and even in Rhode Island politics for 40 years. His first election victory was 1974 when he smashed the Irish-American Democratic machine to become the first Italian-American mayor of Providence. And 40 years later, there he was out there again on the chicken dinner circuit, shaking the hands, laughing it up at the senior citizen centers, and, you know, doing all the local retail political stuff that you have to do to be mayor in a big eastern city, particularly somewhere like Providence.
You know, was this completely unexpected? He was just on the air, I think, yesterday. Isn't that right, Scott?
Yeah, he was, but it wasn't really, I don't think, unexpected. I'll give you just a personal anecdote. I called him about a month ago when I heard his cancer had come back and he'd been up at Dana-Farber, and he, of course, insisted in the great defiant fashion that he had. He said, "Scott, that's just my enemy spreading things about me. I just went to Dana-Farber for a routine procedure." And he said, "I'm going to live for 15 more years. Don't you worry about me." And then I went home and talked to my wife, who, you know, is a doctor. And she said, "Scotty, you don't go to Dana-Farber for a routine procedure."
You know, we have a clip of him when he decided to run again in 2014. This was after he was out of prison, but where he had been for 5 years after that corruption conviction. And I just want to play a little bit of it because I think it really sort of captures Buddy the man and Buddy the candidate. Let's listen.
"We're one of the best cities in America. We have a lot of resources here. And we have lost something that is so important in our lives. Over the last 12 years, we've lost something that I think that we all built years ago, and that was self-esteem.
Amen.
And we have to build ourselves."
So that was Buddy Cianci during his 2014 campaign for mayor. I mean, Scott, that was a huge part of his legacy, wasn't it? His unwavering belief, really, in Providence and the revitalization of that city.
It's interesting. People in Boston used to call Kevin White the loner in love with his city. Cianci was much like that. He never lost an election in Providence till 2014. He once tried to translate his popularity in Providence statewide, and it didn't work. In 1980, he ran for governor and just got crushed by a Democrat named J. Joseph Garrahy. But he really was a guy with not a lot of friends. He was an insomniac. He'd be out all night, 6-7 different events. He used to say that he'd go to the opening of an envelope. And sure enough, he would. He was ubiquitous in Providence. He was the kind of guy you'd see at your cousin's wake at Nardalillo's funeral home. If you were at Eastside Marketplace, you'd look up there near the cash register, and who's looking down at you from the jar of marinara sauce? The big smiling Buddy Cianci, the mayor. He was kind of like Mao Zedong in Beijing or something. He was ubiquitous in Providence.
All right. Well, Scott McKay, political analyst for Rhode Island Public Radio, joined us today to remember Vincent Buddy Cianci, the longtime former mayor of Providence who died this morning. Scott, thanks for being with us.
They didn't make two of him, and thank you, Deb.